This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A plane has hit a pedestrian on the runway at Denver International Airport during takeoff. That's according to the airport. The Frontier Airlines flight from Denver to LA reported the incident late last night. Frontier Airlines stated that smoke was reported in the cabin, leading pilots to abort takeoff. Passengers were evacuated via slides and taken to the terminal. A scaled-back AI bill is moving forward at the Colorado Capitol to deal with potential discrimination in AI systems used to make consequential decisions about people's lives. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill targets AI used to determine everything from bank loans to hiring. If someone gets an adverse decision, the consumer can request human review. The proposal does strip away a lot of the requirements that were set to go into effect this summer, such as disclosures and testing from AI developers. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Robert Rodriguez is the main sponsor.
I'm not happy with the end-all product of this bill, but it's a start.
The AI law has taken multiple years to iron out. Opponents say it doesn't do enough to proactively protect consumers. But deployers of AI systems and developers and some civil liberty rights groups say they're mostly on board with it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The federal government is awarding nearly $43 million to build a new school at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. In a statement, they said the school was aging and couldn't accommodate enough students. The new school will be big enough for nearly 800 students. This is CPR News in KRCC.